New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. Now get a savory sausage McMuffin with egg, plus hash browns, and a small coffee for just $5.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
Seems like everybody has parenting advice, right? And there's research out today that says the scientific perfect way to get your baby to sleep is to walk around holding them for exactly 5 minutes, then sit down and hold them for an additional 8 minutes, and then you could put them down and they'll stay asleep.
5 minutes, 8 minutes, and then put them down.
Yeah. I don't know. I've always struggled with the kids and the sleeping and the issues, and I try to absorb all this parenting advice. 99% of it doesn't work when it comes from the experts.
Right.
And my toddler, Dakota, is a handful. A lot of tantrums. She is a typical three-year-old.
She's spirited.
The doctor calls her, you know, strong-willed, which I think is just keyword for, like, you don't know what to do with her. You just got to survive it, you know?
Yeah, someday she'll mellow out.
Right. But over the last few months, like, anytime I talk about Dakota, I've had listeners email, text, and call, and they have these ideas on how to calm her and try to, like, tame the tantrums. And one finally worked. And I'm like, wait a minute, is this magic? And I feel like the need as a parent to share it, because I when things actually work, I think that you want to share it, right?
Sure, sure.
First, let me go over two of the tantrum tips that did not work.
Okay.
One, the sticker chart. Now, in full disclosure, we've only been doing the sticker chart for 1 week, but she does not care about the stickers.
Yeah.
Or the prize bin of the dollar toys that we've put together.
She does not have the desire to excel in that regard like you do. Like, I mean, you love to be great at things.
Yeah.
The gold star works for us as adults, but not working for her.
Not at all. She's not into the chart on the refrigerator. I call it the Dakota Good Girl chart.
Yeah.
And she does not care.
She'd burn it.
Yep. Now, the other one, which was a massive, massive fail, was the draw. When she's having a tantrum, ask her to draw her feelings.
Yes.
The first time she had it, I was so proud of myself. I get the piece of paper. I hand her the crayons. I go, Dakota, Mama, draw your feelings. She threw that crayon at my face so hard. And I was like, yep, no, I'm going to cross that one right off the list.
A Crayola javelin.
Yep. And if you're a parent, you know the tantrums come out of nowhere. So this is what happened in the car yesterday. Typical. My older daughter, Hayden, is 13 years old.
You are evil.
Dakota, it's not nice to call people evil. Why are you all upset?
Because no baby shark do what that
I played five different variations of baby shark. You said no to every single one of them.
No, wait. I'm not talking.
So it starts easy enough. She's upset because Hayden was given the task to find her the right baby shark she wants to watch on YouTube.
I do feel like there's a lot of different versions on there, right?
And all of a sudden, she's losing her mind because Hayden can't find the right baby shark, because who knows what she's talking about, the jellyfish birthday party?
Yeah.
I don't know. And Hayden, of course, being a 13-year-old, there's only so much she can take. So things escalate quickly, and I decide it's time to put this new thing in practice. Ready?
Sure.
Yep.
All right, let's take some deep breaths. In through your nose, out through your mouth. Good girl. In through your nose. Good girl. One more. All right. You feel better? No, stop antagonizing her. You feel better, princess?
Yeah.
It worked. The three big breaths. Now, her fingers were clenched so hard that I was sure she was going to punch somebody in the face.
Yeah.
But she did it, and she calmed down. Now, is it going to work all the time? I don't know.
I was going to say, I mean, you're like, I'm going to do this from now on. It saved the day and whatnot. I mean, it worked one time in the car.
I'm going to keep trying, though. I'm going to keep trying it. Breathe all day, baby girl. Big breaths. Big breaths.
Good luck.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, like, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.